I've been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Hey, there's Bobby Smith. You remember Bobby Smith? He was the alto player in the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra. Here he is after the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra had disbanded, a small band recording for the Apollo label, a thing called Cinder Bottom from November of 1950. Once again, Bobby Smith on the alto. And it gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We've got all sorts of great things for you for the next 5 hours. A lot of great vintage recordings, all sorts of other exciting features. Speaking of exciting, our opening set this week belongs to Cab Calloway. We're going back this week. Almost everything is from 1933 except this first record, which is from 1934. It's Cab Calloway.
Thank you. Harlem after sundown, anytime you choose. It's hard to find the people feeling run down, they've no time for blues. If you don't know just what to really do, just take a walk along the avenue. You hear the sounds come a float through along about midnight. They close the windows and they dim the light to hide their doings from a stranger's sight. And everything is going right long about midnight. Pianos tinkle and the couples swear naked, the pleasures they find. They don't care how they live by day, why not leave trouble behind? They're not pretending like the hoi polloi, they really mean it, it's a real McCoy. They turn to lose 1,000 pounds of joy long about midnight.
Sentimental.
Can you feel sentimental
when I see a smile so gentle?
Can you see a smile so gentle?
And I think of old Virginie and those Picardy days. We took the good and we took the evil. Laughter in song and the old bow wheel. Time has gone by. Now here am I, wishing that I only knew how to wake up in the morning.
You should wake up in the morning
in the little log cabin that I was born in.
In the cabin you was born in.
Little cabin in the cotton. I have not forgotten.
Thank you.
cabin in the cotton. Mine and forgotten.
The eye, I thought that I would die. She had such curly hair and teeth of white, and I learned about love from her. And when she'd hold me in her arms so tight, every kiss was like a torch, my lips they used to scorch. That gal was just a mess of dynamite, and I learned about love from her. You've heard about that man from Tennessee. Say he came along one day and he stole my gal away. Now she's teaching him what she taught me, what I learned about love from her. Night I sit alone, so sad and blue, like a monkey on the shelf. Say, I could hate myself. There's a gang of things I didn't learn to do when I learn about love from her. I went to school, just to learn the game of love. Once a fool stays a fool, that's one thing I'm certain of. There's no one beneath the sun, beneath the sky above, who could tell upon a given Sunday where his gal will be on Monday. Now my gal and I are far apart, and with teardrops in my eyes, tonight I realize I didn't learn to mend a busted heart when I learned about love from her. When your sweetie tells you everything will be okay, I'll just... If you feel like shouting, advertise it just this way and scoot. Don't you give a hang what words you use at any time. Sing this silly language without any reason or rhyme. When you face the preacher, there's only one thing to say.
Cab Calloway and the band. Let's see, four out of the five there were done in 1933, and the first one was from January 1934. I really love Cab Calloway and the band from this era, and almost every era that he was in the studio. He was with the Victor label at this point. We started with Long About Midnight from January of 1934. You can see that in a film clip, an old soundie that's still banging around there today, long about midnight. Then there's A Cabin in the Cotton from December of 1933, when you hear him talking about the little log cabin that he was born in. It's all horseshit, because he was born in Baltimore and raised in Chicago. So I think he's just having some down-home dreams there. There's A Cabin in the Cotton, and the second voice that you heard there was the pianist, Benny Payne, who was doing the backing vocals. After that, we heard The Lady with the Fan from November of 1933. We had I Learned About Love from Her, December of 1933, and then wrapped it up with a thing called The Scat Song from December of 1933. Cab Calloway with our opening set. Up next, let's listen to June Richmond. God, we haven't heard anything by June in quite a while. These are signs I think that she did for the most part for the Decca label. We'll start right here. From December 1945, she did this. Louis Jordan also made a hit out of this. Don't Worry About That Mule.
Please don't worry about the mule going blind. Brother, you'd better hold that line. Don't start worrying about the cow being poor. Just drink that milk and ask for more. Don't you worry about that mule, 'cause he ain't going blind. Don't you worry about that mule. Say you'd better hold that line. Don't you worry about that mule, 'cause you know he ain't no fool. Don't you worry about that mule, baby, you just keep cool. Some flying high and some flying low. Somebody's got to go. I know that you know that he knows that she knows. Listen, you got to take it slow. Don't you worry about that mule, 'cause he know he going blind. Don't worry about that mule, baby, you just hold your line. It's a wonderful love affair. But when we kiss and the kick ain't fair, don't jive me like that. And when you take someone else to dine, you said the reason you treat her so fine is just because she's a friend of mine. Don't jive me like that. Once we used to be so happy, running around, talked it over with my pappy, picked the ring, I bought a wedding gown. So tell me, how is it gonna be? 'Cause if you don't, it's the end for me. I'm getting tired of the same old plea. Don't jive me like that. Getting tired of the same old dream. Don't jive me like that. You talk of love underneath the moon. You say it's time for the wedding tune. Then call me May when my name is June. Don't jive me like that.
my friend, wherever you are, right on, right on. The voice came nearer to my door and kept repeating as before, right on.
Likely lad, and you don't look bad, but the question's gotta be faced. Are you with it? What's the score? Are your booties laid? If I thought that you were an Icaroo, you could never play on my team. Are you with it? Tell me more. Are you on the beam? You need a rep for being hep before you step around with me, kid. That's the strategy, kid, if you wanna click with this particular chick. So if you can prove that you're in the groove, then you'll find my fancy is free. Are you with it? If you are, you can stick with me, yeah. You can stick with me, yeah. You can stick with me.
When we ask you, are you with it? We're inviting you to explain. Are you a Joe who's in the know for a no-good lane from Spokane?
Are you with it?
Are you with it?
Are you with it? You need a rep for being hip before you step around with me, kid. That's the strategy, kid, if you wanna click with this particular chick.
So if you can prove that you're in the groove,
then you'll find my fancy is free.
Are you with it? If you are, you can stick with me, yeah. You can stick with me, yeah. Baby, you can stick with me.
All right, Five Sides and All by June Richmond. First two, for the Mercury label, Johnny Warrington and his orchestra from December 1945. Don't Worry About That Mule and Don't Jive Me Like That. And the little vocal group is called the Revelers. And then we listened to Two with June with Andy Kirk in the orchestra. First, Right On, Right On from 1942. And Midnight Stroll from the year 1940. We wrapped it up with a third side from that set for the Mercury label, December 1945. And Are You With It? June Richmond here on Blues Before Sunrise. Here's a guy that we often hear to take us out of the first hour. If I need an instrumental, have a sax man, it's Julian Dash. And I thought, you know, we've had him play half a song for years and years. What do you say we give him a set of his own? And we'll start with this one. Julian Dash on tenor, February 1951. He calls this Preaching.
Thank you.
Yeah, in the reed section in Erskine Hawkins' orchestra featured Paul Bascom, Julian Dash, tenor players, and on alto Bobby Smith and Jimmy Mitchell, also Haywood Henry on the baritone. And we've just listened to a set by Julian Dash. From February 1951, we started out with a thing called Preachin' on the Sittin' In With label. Then My Silent Love, December 1950, Mellow Roll label. Never seen that one before. The last two were done for Mercury. First, Deacon Dash, January 1953, and then we wrapped it up. All you folks who listened to, what was it, Bobby V and Blue Velvet, from November 1951. This is Julian Dash's version for the Mercury label. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Time for some Hep Harmony and Boogie Piano this week. It's the Marshall Brothers bringing us some harmony.
Thank you.
That was. Sounded like olive oil at the beginning, didn't it? That's real early Josephine Baker from October 1926 on the French Odeon label. French band there, I Wonder Where My Baby Is Tonight. We started the set with the Marshall Brothers. Actually, it was just Maith Marshall and three other singers that were not a whole family of Marshalls, just Maith Marshall. The Marshall Brothers, I Won't Believe You Anymore. You know, my mom was real tolerant of all the things I used to bring home and listen to. Of course, I never brought home Uriah Heep or King Crimson. Usually it was falsetto singers, and the only thing that she ever made fun of was Brian Wilson and all of his falsetto work. She'd go around the house singing the high note parts. And I'm glad she never listened to Maith Marshall and never heard the end of it. After the Marshall Brothers, it was Albert Ammons, and this is sort of a landmark recording because it features Albert Ammons on piano and his son, Gene Ammons, together on the same record. August of 1947, the Mercury label, their rendition of St. Louis Blues. Ike Perkins on guitar, Alvin Burrows on the drums, and Israel Crosby on bass. To take us on out, just about three notes of this one by Eddie Lockjaw Davis.